This morning we're going to talk about faith. It's chapter 5 of the book. If you've read chapter 5 of She Believes, so there's some crazy stories in there, but it talks about faith. And one of the things I said in there is underneath everything you do and how you live is what you believe. How you respond to things, the decisions you make flow out of your faith, whatever your faith is in, okay? So I want to ask you a question this morning. When you walked in, how many of you checked out your chair to make sure it was stable? Just want to make sure if I sit in it, it's not going to collapse. Make sure all the legs on it are solidly attached. How many of you did that? What is wrong with you? You trusted us, okay? You walked in, you sat down, and you're like, you didn't even think about it. You said, this chair is going to hold me up. This chair is going to be comfortable, and I am going to enjoy sitting in this chair for the next hour and a half. That's what you thought. You didn't question it at all, did you? That's how our faith in God should be. Unquestioning. God, you got this. I am going to sit right beside you, knowing you are going to take care of every part of this day, every part of this week, every part of the situation that I am facing. But if you're like me, there are times your faith isn't that strong. Anybody with me? So I'm going to talk about how to have a strong faith this morning. Do you know what? Having a strong faith is not complicated. It's really not. We make it way more complicated than it's supposed to be. Listen to Hebrews 11:1. You probably know this verse. Faith shows, it has results. In other words, the reality, it is the reality of what we hope for or what we believe in. It's the evidence of things we cannot see. Faith. It's believing in and trusting in what we don't know humanly to be possible. Have we ever seen God in the flesh? Jesus, no, we haven't. But do we, by faith, believe he is real and follow him? Yes. You know, it's amazing that we have put our faith in him, but then we wonder, is he going to take care of this day? Does he have this problem in his hands that I'm facing? Faith believes God. The modern English version, which I didn't have them, this is the Fire Bible version, says faith is this substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance, it's the material by which we live. It's the stuff. In other words, it's the stuff that helps us respond to life believing God is with us. Faith is the stuff that gives us strength to honor and believe him. It's as well the evidence. Our faith is evidence and confirmation of the proof of things to come. So cool. Let that sink in. Faith does not base its hope on what's visible. It believes in what can be because it believes in God's power that is at work within you. Your faith believes God is ahead of you and taking care of every detail of your life. I love this topic. I love to talk about faith, and it is always my hope, you've heard me say it, that you walk out of here with more faith than you walked in. I do. Every time I gather with you to worship the Lord, My faith is strengthened. That's what's supposed to happen. Just lost my notes. Okay, they're coming back. They're somewhere. There they are. Listen to 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And you, if you have somewhere a journal or something, you can jot this down. I think these are really cool verses for us as a sisterhood. It says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. What are you supposed to build each other up in? The faith. The faith. Then in Hebrews 10:25, don't neglect being together, but encourage one another always. Let us consider how to stir one another up in love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as some are in the habit of doing. Ch-ch-ch, bad, bad, bad. Okay. Why does it say that? Because when we're side by side with another faith-filled girl, it's like rubbing two sticks together. Faith just heats up. You know, it just does. We ignite in one another a desire to know God more, a desire to walk in victory and confidence. Now that is if you're side by side with a faith-filled girl, right? So if you're sitting by somebody that's not quite as faith-filled as you, you're gonna influence them. How cool is that? What is your first name? Alma. Alma came up to me and just talked to me for maybe 4 or 5 minutes before service. Her words encouraged my heart and strengthened my faith. That's what our words should do. That's why we're called to be together. Romans 1:17. Listen to this verse. I think, I got it. This good news that we are supposed to share with one another when we're together, okay, tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As Scripture says, it is through faith that we live. We have life. Jesus said, I came that you would have life. This isn't just talking about living, beating heart. This is talking about having a joy-filled river of grace, joy, blessing, flowing through our spirit, life that affects everyone around us. So I want to talk to you. I want to give you five points regarding how to have faith or how this faith should look and be lived out in each one of us. So you ready? The 5 points are in front of your sheet. You can write them or you can write them in. 5 blanks. Number one, your faith is a decision. It's a decision. You cannot go daydreaming through life and expect to have great faith. You cannot just be like, I don't know. She's got great faith. I don't know how she got it, but I don't know that I'd ever have that. You know what? It's a choice. There's people that you look at, I know you've seen. And I'll be honest, I pray I'm one of them. That's what I pray. I pray when you look at me, you see faith that inspires faith in you. I'm not there yet, but I want to be there every single moment of every single day. That's what I strive for. But there's girls that I look to that are leading in a similar vein as I do. And I'm like, God, help me to lead by faith like they do. You look for girls that they're ahead of you in the faith journey. And you follow them, right? Melinda and Sandy and I had dinner last night. I'm telling you, I walked out of that restaurant, I felt like I was floating. Because I was with girls who believe God for big things. Who are you surrounding yourself with? That's a part of the decision you're making to either be miniature in your faith or giant in your faith. It's a decision. Faith, here's what it says. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing one another talk. Listening to messages of encouragement. Listening to worship on your iPhone. Faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing. That is hearing the good news about Christ. So if you're weak in your faith, I would say this to you. What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? What are you saying to yourself? Faith comes by hearing. That's why you go back to those verses earlier when it says gather together. Because we hear one another talk about the goodness of the Lord. We hear about the Word of God. We're taught the Word of God. Now, one of my favorite verses, and you've heard me say it many times out of Ephesians in the message, it is in Christ that you, once you heard the truth, and what? Believed it. Believed it. That's faith. James 1:23-25. I'm going to look that up. I didn't put it in. If you have your Bibles, you could turn there with me. James 1:23-25. Listen to this. I'm not going to read all of it, but I want you to hear part of it. But don't just listen. Now you're like, Debbie just said to listen. And it says, don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. For if you just listen to the word and don't obey it, it's like glancing at your face in the mirror and walking away. Okay, you're like, Debbie, that is the opposite of what you just said. No, here's what I want you to see. A lot of times, which we're going to talk about this in briefly, but we'll talk about works, works, works. You need to show your faith through your works, okay? But if all you're doing is doing, and you're never listening and hearing, it doesn't say don't ever listen. It says don't just listen. So you have to be listening, listening, hearing, 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 so that you can be doing by faith. We need to keep hearing. You know, sometimes when we get this, there were times walking through my journey 2 years, 3 years ago, I could feel myself getting discouraged. You know what I did? I put a message on my phone. Chris Kane, she'll do it every time. Or worship, or John Lindell. Or worship, or just the Bible being read to me, the Word of God. When it comes to faith, if you forget that hearing is just as important as doing, you'll have weak faith. You can't give and give and give and give and not be fed. You'll become weak. So having faith to be obedient to God's voice and to step out and do what he's calling you to do doesn't happen by accident. It's a decision you make. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to be faith-filled. It's a choice. Okay, number two, it's childlike. I love this. It's childlike. It's not complicated. Romans 8:15. Love this in the message. This resurrection life, this faith-filled believing life I added there, is not a timid grave-tending life. It's an adventurous, expectant life, greeting God with a childlike, what's next, Papa? What do you have for me? What an amazing faith that represents. When people brought their children to Jesus in Mark 10 and wanted him to bless their little ones, Jesus said, "Take note of this, unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child." In other words, unless you have faith like a child, you'll never get in. Because you'll make it so complicated. Have you ever talked to somebody when you're trying to witness to them and they're like, making it so complicated? You want to hit your head on the wall. It's like, it's a gift. We were at the pool the night, we were Sunday night, we were at the pool for Father's Day, and actually it was not that night, it was too cold. I didn't have my swimming suit on that night, but I think it was Friday night, and Edison, he's two, and he's just started jumping in, and he just walks, I'm in the pool, he just walks over to the edge and just jumps right in, like scared his grandma half to death. What did he do? He completely trusted that grandma was going to catch him. There wasn't like, okay, grandma, hold your hands like this and stand like this and I don't know, grandma. He just jumped in. Childlike faith. Jump in, girls. Jump into all God has for you. Number three, it shows results. This faith, this believing life we have, it shows results. It's visible. It's not just something we talk about. Talk, 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 no action. That is not you. It's not something we just think about. I wish I had faith. No, it's something we do something about. Faith is making, I love this, faith is making the decision to adapt your thinking, your behavior, your decisions, and your whole lifestyle to the will and purposes of God being revealed in every area of your life. It is aligning every part of your life with what God is asking you to do without needing to see the evidence ahead. And here's the deal, because when you trust God and take him at his word, you know what's ahead. Good things. God's grace is ahead of you. His favor is ahead of you. His blessing is ahead of you. Melinda, she said, I'm going to jump over my questions and I'm going to sign on the dotted line for that arena because I know God is ahead of me. She responded to the faith that was in her. Did you have every question answered, Melinda? No, still don't. But you're trusting and believing God that he's going to take care of you. Faith. Faith produces and shows results. She wouldn't have a story to tell. It's not the end of the story, but she wouldn't even have that story about how God has helped her, given her favor, a price for an arena in the center of Vienna. That is, like, honestly, blow your mind amazing. Like, I have arena jealousy. We are paying more for JQH Arena than they're paying for a state-of-the-art arena in Vienna. But we love our arena, don't we, girls? But she wouldn't have any result to show if she didn't say, God, I'm going to step out and watch what you do. Hebrews 11:1, I go back to that because it's the evidence of what we cannot see. When we have faith and we step out, it's like, whew, God just blows on it. The other thing it shows, not just the results of like a step of faith into the unknown, but it shows fruit. James 2:26. And this is kind of sobering. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also your faith is dead. In other words, non-existent. If there's no works. Really cool. James 2:20, and I'm kind of going backward in the scripture, but how foolish it says, spiritually shallow person. That's a foolish person in this verse. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? James 2:14. Dear friends, do you think you'll get anywhere in this if you learn all the right words but never do anything? Does merely talking about your faith indicate that you really have faith? What's the answer? No. The results of a faith-filled life reveal God's character in you and reveal doing. They represent somebody that is doing things for God, that is using their gifts and talents to strengthen the body of Christ. That's one part of it. That is blessing, hurting people around them. You're like, Debbie, I don't have anything to give. Yes, you do. Your faith-filled words. That's what you have. Every one of us. Goes on to say, isn't it obvious that God talk without God action is absolute nonsense? Results of a strong faith. Listen to this. Six of them, they're not on your notes. A strong faith, here's how it's visibly shown, okay, the results. We respond with praise in every circumstance. Oh, my goodness. That's so convicting. I'm telling you, I need to grow in my faith because I'm going to be honest. There are circumstances that arise that I don't always start by praising God. I have to get a hold of myself sometimes. It reflects the character of God. It reveals the love and grace of God to those around us, even the ones that are hard to love. Forgiveness is a result of great faith because you're not worried about, but I'm going to be a doormat if I forgive him again. No, you put your trust and your hope in God. It readily shares the gospel. It recalls God's goodness. It rejoices in what is not yet seen. That's faith. Number four, this faith is alive. This faith is alive. I love this thought. It's not lifeless. Now, here's this cool thing, and I love this. I've thought about this since She Believes at conference, that story of Mary and how she stepped over her questions, but then I also thought about that mustard seed of faith. I've thought about it so much. It's like, Debbie, I don't have great faith. I'm telling you, you have least a mustard seed amount because you walked in here. You do have faith. And here's the deal. If you water that faith, if you pour into it, if you listen to the word of God and you surround yourself with girls and other believers who love the Lord, that faith is going to grow. And God is going to use you mightily where he has positioned you and planted you. Colossians 2:7. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith might grow. No, your faith will grow. I can't help but think, be planted in the house. Honestly, that's one of the primary ways your faith is going to be strengthened, by planting yourself in the house of God. It's like, Debbie, you're talking to the choir. Maybe, maybe not. It should be getting bigger and expanding, visibly evident in your life. 2 Corinthians 10:15. We hope that your faith will grow so that the boundaries, I love this, of our work among you will be extended, that they'll expand. You know, I can't help think about that because of your faith, and I've told you so many times, because of your faith and your partnership in the gospel, we are seeing things expand around the world through, in this instance, Design for Life as never before. It's so exciting. It's because of your faith as well. Your faith is expanding the gospel. Number five, and the worship team, if there is somebody that could come and play, that'd be great. It brings blessing. You know, here's the deal. Doubt brings burden. Doubt brings despair. Doubt brings worry, anxiety. Faith brings blessing. Faith brings hope. Faith brings confidence. Faith brings faith. You know, when I talk to myself with faith-filled words, I build up my own faith. It's amazing. Some of you need to change what you're saying today to yourself, because you're hindering the blessing of the Lord being revealed and evident on your life. He so wants to bless you. The words of our tongue bring life or death. That's what the Bible says. They can bring death into your situation, or they can bring the spirit of life and activate the blessings of God. So where are you at this morning? Here's the deal. If I said, who wants to grow in their faith? We should all stand, right? So that's what I'm going to say. Because where God is taking you and me, we need to be strong in our faith. Some of you are walking through a challenge. You can stand. Savannah's like, okay, Mom, let's stand. I want more faith. How many of you want more faith? How many of you want great faith? Let's try that again. How many of you want more faith? Yes. How many of you want great faith? Now, let me say this. This message is not supposed to be condemning. It's supposed to be faith building. So if, as you've heard me talk, you feel your spirit convicted because you know you haven't been making a choice to live by faith, don't feel condemned by that. Feel encouraged, because that means, I hope, that you're going to say, I'm going to change something that I've been doing. I'm going to make a decision to surround myself with girls, to be here more often in the presence of God, to be in God's word, to be listening to messages and worship that encourage me. Because I tell you what, I believe you are one of the most faith-filled bunch of girls that I've ever seen on planet Earth, and I mean that. I am so thankful for you. But we can all at times need a faith shot, right? So if that's what that is for you, or this is for you today, honestly, it is for me. Paul prayed this prayer to the believers in Colossians 1, 4 through 6, and then 9 and 10. Those are the verses I want to read to you, because it just made me think of you as I was thinking about this message and praying over it. And I'm going to say it in first person, for I have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. I would just say I've seen your faith and your love for all God's people, which come from your confident hope in what God has reserved for you in heaven. You've had this expectation ever since you first heard of the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. All over the world. Do you know we'll send out about 32,000 brochures in the next 2 weeks. 32,000. We'll print 60,000 so that you can hand some out. The same good news that came to you is going out all over the world, is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your life from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. So I have not stopped praying for you since I first heard about you. And I ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better.